AP News, I'm Haya Funjwani. President Donald Trump said the U.S. military again targeted a boat allegedly carrying drugs from Venezuela, killing three. In remarks, President Trump said the U.S. knows the boat it struck was carrying drugs.
We have proof. All you have to do is look at the cargo that was, like, it's spattered all over the ocean. Big bags of cocaine and fentanyl all over the place. And it was. Plus, we have recorded evidence that they were leaving.
Trump also met with Tennessee's governor after saying he'd deploy National Guard troops to Memphis. In remarks, he said he'll save America's big cities.
We got to go and save our big cities, our great cities. Chicago's a great city, and we're going to make it great again very soon, and I think we can do that.
Luigi Mangione, charged with killing the UnitedHealthcare CEO, is in court Tuesday.
Luigi Mangione, accused of murdering UnitedHealthcare CEO Brian Thompson on a Manhattan street in December, is set to appear in state court Tuesday over legal issues surrounding the case. Part of what needs to be hashed out is whether the Manhattan DA or federal prosecutors will try Mangione first. The feds stepped in and charged him with capital murder, which carries the death penalty, something New York does not have. Under state law, he faces 25 years to life. The hearing could establish a date for the first trial. Mangione also has an illegal gun charge in Pennsylvania, where he was caught after someone at a McDonald's spotted him. He denies all the charges. The case sparked international attention and wide debate about targeted killings. The feds say Mangione had hoped to inspire others to embrace violence over reasoned debate. Julie Walker, New York.
China accused NVIDIA of violating the country's anti-monopoly laws and said it would step up scrutiny of the world's leading chip maker, escalating tensions with Washington as the two countries held trade talks this week. This is AP News.
I'm Seth Sutal, and this is the AP Markets Report. Stocks rose to more records on Wall Street. The S&P 500 climbed 0.5% Monday, beating the all-time high it set last week. The Dow Jones Industrial Average rose 49 points. It's about 0.1%. The Nasdaq Composite added 0.9% to its record. Tesla rose 3.6%. That came after CEO Elon Musk bought about $1 billion of the company's stock. Google parent Alphabet rose 4.5%. The company joined the $3 trillion club that also includes NVIDIA, Microsoft, and Apple. The Federal Reserve is meeting to discuss interest rates this week. The Fed is widely expected to cut its benchmark rate for the first time this year after seeing signs of weakness in the job market. Seth Sutel, New York.
Former federal prosecutor Maureen Comey sued the U.S. government to get her job back. She says her firing was for political reasons and was unconstitutional. I'm Haya Panjwani, AP News.